Today on Bridges, we'll be talking about unity. We'll be looking into John chapter 17, where Jesus prayed that we would be one, that we would all walk in unity. I'm Monica Schmelter. I'm glad that you could join us for Bridges today. We will be talking about unity, and my guest is Pastor Joshua Jamerson. And Joshua, it's so good to have you today.
It's good to be back.
You pastor the Crossland Church, and where is that?
We are located in Antioch, Tennessee, to be exact, 41 Tuscalan Road.
Okay, we like to be exact.
I like to be specific. I'm a Marine, so I love to be specific. And we meet on Thursdays, 6:30 every Thursday. And, man, it's been great. We are in the beginning stages. You know, we've been online for the past year and a half. And so now we are finally walking into the next level, I guess, so to speak, of in person.
Yes.
So super excited about that.
Yes. And I would think that one of many things that would be really important to you, you know, as launching a new church is the subject of unity.
Unity.
And this is a subject, you know, that most people, do you know what I mean? Mentally, they give mental assent and the nod and aren't agree. Because, like, who would disagree with that?
But our actions.
Yes. They are not at all.
No.
No. Everybody says amen, but then everybody says something else.
They say amen and they walk out the door and do whatever else they want to do. Yep.
So what do you think, like, when it, biblical unity, what does that mean and what does it look like?
Biblical unity. Well, first of all, we have to figure out who is establishing the unity. And we're going to say for biblical unity, the unity is going to be established from God, right? He's our model.
Amen.
Jesus is our model. And so whenever we're walking in unity, we are walking in a unity, or we're walking in alignment with God's word. Mm-hmm. How do you walk in alignment with God's word? You're living out the obedience of God's truths. Man, when you can do that, now it's hard, you know, because again, you know, you deal with all kinds of things and our personal issues and thoughts and whatever. But when we can, do that, when we can follow the truths of God and walk in that obedience, that directs us. It's always going to direct us to unity, you know, because we're focused on one goal. There's one goal. There's one agenda. It's not my agenda. It's not Monica's agenda. It's not Fred's or Susie's. It's just one agenda. Mm-hmm. And so if we can focus on that one agenda, you're always going to get unity.
Yes.
The reason why we don't see unity right now is because there's several agendas on display right now. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think really to have biblical unity, we have to be willing to surrender all of those agendas.
You have to.
Even the political stuff that goes on. You know, I believe as a citizen of the United States, right, that I should pray for our leaders. That's biblical.
Yes.
I think that I should vote
for
the best that I can, for the candidate that I think best. Okay. But I'm not counting on that system to provide me security or happiness or joy or peace. It's just part of living in a fallen world.
Yeah.
So I don't want to give myself over to it and spend all of my hours of the day talking political speak. Jesus is my savior.
Right. If we're not careful, what happens is, I remember I did this, and I can just be, I'm just going to be transparent. It around 2008, when Barack Obama got nominated and when he won the presidency, I was so, I never really was into politics before, but that drew me in. And so literally, my TV program was political shows, you know, because I was just so, you know, oh my God, just, you know, I was in it. And so all of my attention started to look like at all of these political shows and channels. And then I started to realize that when I did that, regardless of how good my intentions were, you know, I just want to just support. But the next thing you know, I'm starting to do things. I'm starting to say things that's bringing division. And then I get mad when you don't think like me, when you don't believe like me. So I had to say, you know what, Josh, what is going on? All of my attention is being directed here when it really should be. That's okay to look at it.
Yes, it is.
But it can't, I can't live there.
No, absolutely not. Like, I will say to my husband, so I can watch 15 minutes of this and then I have to leave the room.
Right.
Because I will get mad and I will give myself, I will think, how stupid can they be? Like, why are they saying that? That is dumb. And before I know it, I'm in a tailspin of negativity, and my heart is not focused on Christ. And I also get scared.
Yeah. It makes you nervous.
Yeah.
And then we forget about who really is our security, right? We forget about all of that.
Right.
It goes out the window.
Right. And we think it puts thoughts in our heads about what people groups don't like us.
Yep.
What people groups. And I didn't have that before watching the news. I wasn't thinking about any of that.
Not at all.
And so, you know, it's important to live informed, and it's important to pray, because the Bible says for us to do that. And sometimes I'll look at people's posts, the things they're upset about in the government, and I think, well, did you pray?
Right.
Did you say one prayer, or are you just downing this person and bringing all these people into this hoopla?
Right.
And nothing productive happens.
Nothing. Yeah. And so I just, you know, I think it's more beneficial to, like you said, you know, because we are in this world. So I think I do have a, you know, I need to to look and be informed and whatever. But the reality is, if I'm following, talking about unity, if I'm following, or obedience, if I'm following the command of Jesus, which is to the Great Commission, to make disciples, then I need to clear my stuff, my mind and my heart of all of that stuff, and really focus it on Jesus so that I can make followers of Christ.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I believe, you know, when we read in the Gospels about Jesus going to the mountainside and getting alone, I think that those alone times of prayer are when we can get all the junk out of our hearts.
Yes.
And if we don't have that alone, that sacred space, we will be filled with the cares and the concerns of this world and the pulls of this world. And yet, when I look into John 17, when I look into the prayer of Jesus there, this is exactly what he's praying. He's praying for our unity, that God will protect us, that he would keep us from the evil one.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this prayer that he prays?
The prayer is amazing because he prays for himself. Mm-hmm. He prays for his disciples or other believers.
Yes.
And then he prays for the world.
Yes.
And all of it is so that it brings glory to God.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm a follower of Christ. I'm a Jesus lover. Mm-hmm. If my life isn't bringing glory to God, then I have to question, am I a follower of Christ? Am I a true believer? Mm-hmm. Am I a true, you know, disciple of Christ? And so those alone times, those times of prayer, when I can get alone, I can put out all of this and I can just hear myself and I can hear God clearly. Then he begins to deal with us. The Holy Spirit convicts us and all of that stuff, and we can clear that stuff out, and then we can truly start to walk in unity and say, oh man, I gotta go apologize.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we all have stuff, and I think that that's important to say, because, you know, there are people, there are those of you that are watching.
But look around you, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And you have been hurt and discriminated against, and you don't feel accepted or a part. Those things are real.
It is. Yeah.
And the best way to handle that is in prayer.
It is. It really is.
And prayer. To let God heal.
Yeah, prayer. You know, I mean, we hear this phrase or this, you know, I've heard all my life. I've been in church all my life. So I've heard this phrase, prayer changes things, or prayer changes everything. But the reality is it really does. So if it was important enough for Jesus to pray, the Son of God, right?
Yes.
Then it has to be that much more important. I'm not the Son of God. So, you know, I need to pray.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And then the more we pray, this is what happens in my life. The more that I see him work.
Yes.
Not just in that prayer moment, but later on in the day, something will happen and I'll realize, oh, I'm getting convicted because I prayed and God is showing me, you know, Monica, you didn't handle this exactly right. Go back and fix it.
Yeah.
Or I see a prayer answered. And so then the thing is, if we can just make ourselves go pray.
Right.
Because we don't always want to.
We don't want to.
And we don't have to feel it.
You don't have to feel it. Listen, this is not about a feeling. Mm-mm. I tell my church a lot about emotions. And you can't rely on, and I don't like the phrase that people say, man, live your truth, right?
Yeah.
The reason why I don't like that is because my truth, for me, it changes every day.
Yeah.
Depending on the weather.
Oh, you know that's
my
right.
My truth is,
yeah.
You know, whatever. Then if it's raining, I got another truth. If it's hot, I got a whole another truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't live my truth because it's always bouncing. So I have to figure out what is the truth. And if I'm a believer, I have to live off of his truth.
Yes.
You know, and so that has to be my my scope. That has to be my goal.
Mm-hmm.
And when we don't do that, our emotions will have us all over the place.
Yes. Well, we can't let our emotions be our boss.
It can't.
Right? And there's that whole thing, you know, you do you, you live your truth.
Right.
You know, and all those things sound beautiful.
It does.
I mean, they just sound lovely.
Yeah, like,
it just makes sense.
Post, you know, on Instagram.
Yeah, you know,
media.
Like you do your thing and, you know, I'll be me over here. But the thing is, me over here is different every single day. Just like you said, depending on the crisis that I'm in.
Yeah.
Depending on if I got a big unexpected bill.
Right.
Right. Depending on how traffic might go.
Right.
Depending on how people might treat me.
And then I think we also to forget the enemy would love for us to be isolated.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And so part of this prayer that Jesus was praying and about unity is that for us to model what Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Father modeled, that unity. So if I'm by myself, how am I going to model unity?
Right.
If I'm always in my own little corner, in my own little chair, Cinderella, and Whitney Houston Brandy, and so, but if I'm in my own space and I'm never connected with you,
right.
How do we allow the world to see the God in us so that He can get glory?
Right.
Because all they're seeing now is Josh over here, Monica over there. We don't want to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So then the world says, well, then I don't want that God.
Right. And we can't blame them for not wanting that God. And I think I'm a person that's given to wanting to be just go and hide. Right.
Yeah.
It's like been a long, busy day. I've talked to lots
very
of people.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm an introvert. So then it's like I just want to draw into myself. So I have to be very intentional about being a part of the community of faith and also having relationships with people who don't believe like I believe, to be open to talk to people, to hear their story, not to treat them like they're some kind of whatever, but to listen to who they are and to what they have to say. And that prayerfully, at some time, I will get an opportunity to share the gospel. But if I don't intentionally get out of my little introverted self, that's never going
to
happen.
Yeah. How are we to be the salt and the light if we don't present ourselves in a way that people can see? Because if you're light, people need to see you, right? So that means you can't be somewhere in a corner. And of course, we know salt makes everything taste better.
Yes, it does.
You know what I mean?
Yes, it does.
Now, you can have other stuff, but salt is the foundation of all the seasonings.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to be that so that it makes God look better. It makes
him
illuminate. And so when we're not that, then how is he getting glorified?
Yeah.
And that's the reason why we're still here, so that we can be, we can spread that gospel, right?
You know, I think sometimes, Josh, you know, that we think that unity and being the light and showing the light means that and bringing glory to God, like it sounds so lofty and it sounds so hard, but I think that bringing glory to God can be demonstrated in many different ways. Mm-hmm. The fact that you and I are part of the community of faith and that we walk in unity, we show people the light of Christ even when we have tough conversations.
That's it right there.
It's not just, oh yes, well, we're all unified. Everything's perfect over here. It's like, you can share. We can have tough conversations. Mm-hmm. We can recognize, you know, that I'm a Caucasian woman and you're a black man. And so there are probably some cultural differences mm-hmm. and expectations, but our commonality is in Jesus Christ.
Right. We'll have tough conversations and I may not agree with something with you. You may not agree with me, but the goal is to be able to leave this conversation saying, hey, listen, at the end of the day, I love you.
Amen.
And I'm going to keep on loving you.
Yes.
And my prayer is that maybe one day you'll understand where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. And you may say the same thing
exactly.
for me. But at least we leave with this common goal of mm-hmm. we're going to still walk this thing out together.
Amen. And that I recognize that you are my brother in Christ.
Yeah.
And that I affirm that in you. And that you're able to affirm that I'm your sister in Christ. And so even if we don't agree on every little thing, we still love each other. We still respect each other.
Yeah.
That's unity. And being so filled with the Holy Spirit and so filled with Christ that if I tell you something that's tough and you're like, Monica, I just don't get that.
Right.
I just don't agree. That I don't walk away devastated because I'm so filled with the Holy Spirit. It would be nice if you could affirm.
Right.
But if you don't, I'm still okay.
Yeah.
Like, we need to be strong, brave people like that.
We do. Well, I've been married for 8 years, mm-hmm. right?
Congratulations.
So, thank you. But here's the deal. A lot of people want to be married. Mm-hmm. But marriage is work.
Yeah, it is.
Marriage is hard. Mm-hmm. And it takes two people coming together. They come from different parts of Earth, it seems like.
Right? Yeah.
You on Mars, I'm on whatever, you know,
got
the whole
that
thing.
Right.
But we have to come together and we bring all of our, whatever we bring, and one by one, we have to work it out. But the fact that I've been here for 8 years, I'm working it out, you know? And so we're finding common ground somewhere. We don't always agree with. Is this some stuff that I still don't? I just don't get it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she'd be like, I just don't understand why this knucklehead is just, but we find common ground.
Amen.
And so that makes our love mm-hmm. grow, you know, and then we find, again, the ultimate common ground would be, man, it's Jesus, right?
Exactly.
Right.
And that's the whole thing, right? Understanding that level of unity, that it's not about agreeing on every single little thing.
No.
You've been married 8 years. I've been married 38 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I want to get to that 3 in front of my 8.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And we are still working it out, my husband and I, looking for common ground, doing what the book of Philippians says, looking for the best, believing the best, right? What's pure, what's noble. We're never going to agree. I mean, there are just some things I'm sure that my husband, it probably is just not easy to be married to Monica Schmelter. Like, let's just be honest.
It's not easy to be married to Joshua. I'm telling you right now.
There's probably just a lot that goes on there, but we fight the good fight of the faith together and we stay unified. And I want to continue, you know, for every day that I'm alive to love and respect him and for it to be good.
Yeah. And you know what? So that brings to a thought of mine, relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Jesus was praying, he was praying, I believe in the first couple of verses, talking about eternal life, eternity, right? And so part of eternal life is not so much the continuation of life, because at some point we're going to live somewhere, either heaven or hell, right? But while we're here on earth, what does eternal living look like?
Mm-hmm.
That's having a relationship mm-hmm. with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so having a relationship with God, man, it illuminates everything. It attracts unity. It attracts somebody to say, I know your life ain't perfect.
Right.
But man, you are navigating through this thing. Like, what is it? How mm-hmm. are you navigating through this, Monica?
Yeah.
And you say, well, As a matter of fact, let me tell you.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that that's where, if we can just lean in to really biblical unity, to what Jesus says in John 16, be encouraged, trials are going to come. Then in 17, right, John 17, he prays. You think of all the things that he could be doing at this juncture in his life in ministry, and he's praying this example for us. So in these hard times, we're to be praying people. And I think to be honest and to be authentic, we are not preempted from trials as Christian people.
No.
And we are not perfect. And the goal is not to be a rock star pastor and a social media platform and all the latest and coolest. But I mean, if people have that, hallelujah, it's fine.
Right,
I don't care.
Right. I don't care either.
But that's not my goal.
Right.
I'm not living for that.
Right.
I'm living for him.
Right.
And he prayed, right, that
he
we would be kept safe from the evil one and that we would be unified in him.
Yeah. If prayer, again, if prayer was good for Jesus, mm-hmm. then prayer has to be. It has to be key for us.
Yes.
And I think that's where we see right now in our country, in the state of, and just in the state of the church, the body of Christ, there's a lot of, you know, division.
Yes.
Because somebody's not praying.
Right.
Prayer
right.
is prayer is just being pushed to the side, or mm-hmm. we have these little, God is good, God is great, thank you for my food, Jesus Christ, amen, prayers. And it's like, that's just blessing
right.
my food.
Right.
Because I'm trying to hurry to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like make it short.
Right, hurry up. Mm-hmm. Right. You know what
yeah.
I mean? But really seeking God
yes.
and really seeking his face with no agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to God, not with a, I'm not coming to seek his hands. The word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom
yes.
of God and his righteousness. Mm-hmm. And then everything else will be added.
Yes.
So I'm not coming to him for the ad right now.
Right.
The ad is later. I'm coming to him for God, I want to seek your righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
God, there's a lot of you. Me and this group, we are divided. Mm-hmm. God, what does your righteousness look like in this situation?
Yeah.
We need peace right now.
Yeah.
That's how you seek God.
Absolutely.
And we're not doing that right now.
We're not.
We're not
as a collective community of faith. We're not doing that.
We're not.
And I love that you said not just praying with an agenda, because some people, it's just, it's a list of the things that they want God to do.
I want.
Right. And God says we can ask.
And we can ask.
We can ask. But in prayer, there has to be a time of listening and a time of seeking and a time of, I'm not just here to ask for what I want you to do or what I think you need for me to mm-hmm. do right now today, but you're God and I'm not.
Right.
And to read his word the same way,
yeah.
not just the promises that I think will get me something, right? Well, I'm just going to pray this scripture over and over mm-hmm. and over and over again. Well, a parrot can do that.
Right?
Yeah. So it's really that relationship.
Yeah.
And that's what Jesus modeled.
Yeah.
Jesus wasn't preempted from trials on earth.
No. Listen, relationship requires, you have to be able to listen. And I think sometimes when we are in our emotions,
mm-hmm.
you know, our truths, we forget about the fact that in relationships, in the natural, I want somebody to listen to me.
Amen.
I want to be heard,
mm-hmm.
right? And so we forget about that in the spiritual, like,
yes.
well, Jesus wants to, he wants us to listen. He wants to,
yes.
he wants to speak to us. And
yes.
we're just like, well, God, give me, I need my bills paid, whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's nothing for me.
No.
What I really want is, man, I want to heal you from the inside so that others can see the light. Others can
yes.
see, you know, what I'm doing so that I can get glorified and so that mm-hmm. this gospel can be spread throughout.
Yes.
And brings
yes.
unity.
Yes. And he provides a way for us to be healed.
Yes.
And to walk in wholeness. It's not the way that it looks for the world. It's not the perfect package or the perfect platform. It's something that happens inside our heart.
It does.
You know, and I had this time of prayer yesterday in which I felt the Holy Spirit's presence. And I felt God heal my heart of some things that troubled me. And, you know, I know sometimes people look at people, they might look at you as a pastor and think, well, you don't have anything that troubles you, you don't have anything going on. And that's just not true.
It's not.
All have problems and
yeah.
troubles.
You said you prayed yesterday and you felt God's presence
I
and
did.
It changed your heart. I prayed yesterday and walking through some things. And as I was praying, God allowed me to, it's a book that I'm writing. I started to read some of the chapters. And as I was reading, tears began to flow down my eyes. Yeah, because of the content was tough, but also I was able to reflect in my reading to see, oh my God, God has been faithful to me.
Yes.
God has been good mm-hmm. to me. And sometimes we forget about the yes. faithfulness of God. Mm-hmm. We forget about just the simple things of, wait a minute, God has kept me and my family.
Yes.
Why yes. wouldn't I want to have a real relationship with him?
Right, right. You look at that yeah. and I think, I just look over my years of life and how he found me and saved me and rescued me time and time and time again.
Yeah.
And why would I want to not cultivate that relationship? And why would I want to live at odds with my brothers and sisters? Yeah. Why would I want to not like people that aren't serving the Lord when he says he wishes that none would perish? Those attitudes don't make sense.
It doesn't. We say this often whenever something bad happens to us. We say, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, mm-hmm. right? I wouldn't wish for you to have to walk through that. But I think we should flip it in the sense of what you just got finished saying. Mm-hmm. When I'm thinking about his goodness and his faithfulness, I want somebody to experience this. I wish this happens for my brother.
Amen.
I wish that you can experience this. So because I'm experiencing this faithfulness, man, God, what can I do so that they can experience this
yes.
joy?
Yes.
This faithfulness.
And that's the heart of God.
Yeah.
And that's unity, to want to be a reconciler.
Yes.
Not to look at people that aren't saved yet or doing all manner of crazy and just think, ew.
Right.
We're to love and to bless. I want everyone to be saved. God says that in his word. Yeah. He wishes that none would perish.
Yeah.
So when I see people getting excited about so-and-so's not saved and you're just going to go to hell and act like that, I just think, man, you need a little heart check there.
You do. You need a heart check, and you also need to remember. And what
yeah.
I mean by that
Amen.
Is this. God gave us so much grace. We forget about where we came from.
Mm-hmm.
We forget about the mess we were. We forget about all the times that God
yes.
didn't expose us.
That's right.
How God covered us.
Amen.
Why wouldn't I not want to extend that same grace?
Yes.
Because now I feel like I've arrived, because I know Jesus now.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us are going to be surprised, because we're going to get to glory. He's going to say, depart from me, you. I don't know you.
You know, and that's frightening to me.
That is very frightening.
It's frightening.
Very frightening.
But we are out of time, but I want to thank you so
yes,
much
ma'am.
For coming
today. Thank you so
today.
Much for having
it was so
me.
So good.
Yes, ma'am.
So good.
Thank you.
So I encourage you in your own time to go through John chapter 17.
Yeah.
We've got on the website the online extras, some of the scriptures that we've gone over today. You know, Jesus' heart is unity. He prayed that prayer at a moment in his life that just... we just can't even understand what he was going through. So if he had to pray and if he wanted unity, you and I need to come together and say, if this was what he prayed, we want to walk in it at whatever cost. If we've got to forgive, if we've got to give up old mindsets, if we've got to get rid of what grandmama told us or whatever,
yeah.
we need to do it so that we can walk in peace, so that we can bring glory to God. You know, his word says the world will know that we're his disciples by what? Our love for one another. So with that, I'm out of time. Gotta go, but we say goodbye and God bless you.
For more information on a guest, visit our website, ctntv.org.
Don't miss another episode of Bridges. Subscribe to our YouTube channel today where you can find all of Monica's latest teachings. Just visit youtube.com, search Monica Schmelter, and click subscribe. Once subscribed, click the bell icon to get notified when a new episode is available. Thanks for watching Bridges.
Don't give in. God's word says you're an overcomer. It takes training. It takes discipline. And so when you're fighting that good fight of the faith, you take your story, whatever it is, and you saturate it in faith and you fight for it.
Visit MonicaSchmelter.com to schedule Monica to speak at your next event.
Prayer changes things. If you need prayer, visit ctntv.org/prayer today to submit your prayer request.
Join the Bridges community on Facebook. Visit Facebook and search for Bridges with Monica. We would love to connect with you.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study, called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.